This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on the Sports Bag on Melbourne's Joy 94.9, of course, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. And Malcolm, a very exciting part of the show for this evening. Of course, the ultimate frisbee, or as they call it, ultimate.
Just ultimate. Just not, ultimate. Not frisbee anymore.
They've dropped the frisbee part of ultimate, which is good to see. But if you've ever gone down to the park, listeners, or Malcolm yourself, and thrown a frisbee to a friend and watched it flown through the air, or fly through the air, they go at quite a speed. But believe it or not, it's actually a professional sport.
It is, but I know when I've tried to do it, I can't even catch the damn things.
Well, is that because you're trying hard enough, or?
No, they just fly really quickly.
Fly really quickly. Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But believe it or not, in America, ultimate is really big.
Yeah, they have a league there.
They have a pro league.
Mm.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
And one of the clubs is the Seattle Rainmakers. And I should tell our listeners that one of the players on this team, Elliot Trotter, never saw himself becoming a professional athlete. He was a runner back in high school and specialised in the 400 and 800 metre races. And football and basketball weren't his cup of tea. However, when Major League Ultimate, and yes, the Frisbee, has been dropped from the sport's name, announced its inaugural season and a team in Seattle, Elliot Trotter's prospects changed. And today, or recently, has just become the fourth active male pro team sport athlete in the United States to come out publicly. How cool is that, Malcolm?
Oh, it's very cool.
Fantastic. And look, on the line with us now, listeners, very exciting part of the show, is the man of the hour, Elliot Trotter. G'day, Elliot.
Hey, how you doing? Happy to be here.
Not too bad. And look, talk a bit about ultimate, because it's not a sport that I'm very much familiar with. I've never played it, but Malcolm has. How did you first get involved with the ultimate frisbee?
Sure. Well, ultimate is a great sport. It's a little bit like basketball, a little bit like soccer and football. It's played 7-on-7, and basically there are two end zones, and you throw the disc to your teammate. Once you catch a disc, you can't run with it, so you have to keep working it up the field, either with a big throw or to your teammates all the way, and you're trying to score goals in the end zone. I first encountered ultimate probably, you know, more recreationally at summer camp, but I didn't really take it seriously at that point. But my senior year of high school, a physics professor or teacher was leading an ultimate frisbee club, and a lot of my friends participated in it. I was running track at the time, and just decided to go out on a whim and had a really great time. I really enjoyed being able to use my speed and chase down the disc. At that point, my throws weren't too solid, but I could run and catch.
Yeah.
And I spent 4 years in college at the University of Puget Sound, which is just south of Seattle in Tacoma, playing with a team there. Actually helped found the team and captained my sophomore year.
You mentioned that you're studying there at the University of Puget Sound, and you began your ultimate career then. But am I right? That is, it was when you were at Puget Sound that you actually started to date men.
Yes, that's correct.
You came out, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is very accurate.
Yeah. Now, with ultimate, from what I was listening to and how you play the game, it's very similar to what we have here called netball, which mainly women play, but there are men's leagues.
I played netball,
yeah,
back in year 7 and year 8 in a mixed team.
And they also have mixed teams. But basically in that, it's similar to basketball, but you can't bounce the ball and you cannot run with it more than one or two steps, and then you have to throw it to somebody, and then the persons in the scoring circle, they only have two of those, they're the ones that score into a basket, which is similar to a basketball basket or ring or whatever you call it. And it's very big in what we call Commonwealth countries, Australia, South Africa, England, New Zealand, that sort of thing. So similar rules with ultimate to netball, I reckon. Have you heard of netball?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard and seen just a little bit of netball, and I think there are definitely a lot of parallels. I think the principal difference might be just a larger field, so a little bit more running around.
Yeah. No, a netball court is smaller than a basketball court, and they play it in high school for the girls, and boys will play cricket or something. Or football or something like that. Now, the league that you play in America, is that nationwide, this Ultimate League? Is it, you know, are there teams from, say, from your Seattle team? Is there one from Boston? Is there one from Miami or something? Is it like that, or is it more regional within the West Coast?
Yeah, it is a national league, so there are... Right now, two conferences, an Eastern and Western Conference. In the Western Conference, we have Portland, San Francisco, Vancouver, and Seattle. Eastern, it's Boston, D.C. What are the other two? New York and Philadelphia.
They'll come to you. All right.
We don't get to play them too much just yet.
No, because of the travel costs, I presume.
Yeah. So the league is just starting out. It's in its second year right now. Mm-hmm. There are actually... The sport of ultimate's really blossoming in the United States, and there are two professional leagues right now, MLU, Major League Ultimate, and the AUDL, or American Ultimate Disc League. So they're both really pushing the sport forward. Major League Ultimate is starting with just the 8 teams total,
yep,
and expanding bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were recently out in Australia, involved in one of our ultimate tournaments.
Australian National Championships.
Yeah, tell us about that. Were you involved with your US team, or did you play for a local team, or what happened then?
Correct, yeah. So recently I started a project called Ultimate Globetrotter, or Ultimate GT, and the idea is to feature ultimate teams all over the world, feature their stories, and share a little bit about the world as well. So it's a travel-focused web series is what I'm working on.
Okay.
So I just started on the first leg of my trip. Actually, I'm just wrapping the first leg of my trip.
Yep.
And I was in the Philippines first, then in New Zealand, and finished up in Australia. So I spent a lot of time in Melbourne playing with a team called the Heads of State. I was training with them for about a month,
yep,
and then we came out to Sydney for the Australian Ultimate Championships.
Now, Elliot, talk to us. We are on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. You are on the Sports Bag, listeners, on Joy. And, Elliot, talk to us about coming out for the first time publicly. Was it a hard decision for you to make? I've got here in this article that I've read about yourself that, you know, initially maybe it was easier to be quiet about things, but since then, your teammates, you haven't really batted a collective eye, and they've been quite supportive of your sexuality.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I had been pretty open about my sexuality since college, and I played a lot of club ultimate in the city of Seattle, and you know, players knew that I was gay. So it wasn't something that actually came up all that much. If anything, someone would come up to me and say that, you know, they were cool with it. Like they just kind of come up and say, approach me about it without even any prompt, in a positive way, which was good. When it came to professional ultimate, it is an opportunity to be gay and participate in these sports.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, you haven't experienced anything negative from a teammate is another positive aspect in your career. I mean, I got down here, Elliot, that you actually, you know, said that most teams that you've played on have been so committed to winning and being better than the fact that, you know, you were gay, and that's never been a big issue.
Yeah, it absolutely hasn't. When I made the decision to be public about my sexuality, you know, it wasn't actually even something I really consulted with my teammates about. Again, it was just an opportunity, I thought, to do the right thing and be sort of someone out there for kids and other people that might be questioning whether or not they could be open about who they are and still play sports. I actually have had some of my competitors, when I first went public, come up to me or email me or something and just say that they're really glad that I did what I did, and They're in support of me. So it's, at least in the Ultimate community that I've seen, has been very positive and very supportive.
And now, Elliot, I've also got here in front of me that you, because you've become comfortable with your sexual orientation in the sport, and you don't shy away from, you know, bringing men that you're dating to games. Obviously, your teammates are quite supportive of you bringing boyfriends to watch you play.
Sure. It happens pretty much how you'd imagine it would. I say, hey, would you like to go to a game? And they say, all right. And pretty much that's how it is.
No, that sounds all good. Now, we understand that there's also a gay Ultimate League in the US.
The big gay frisbee, apparently.
Yeah, the big gay frisbee. Apparently
fantastic.
They had an inaugural season in LA earlier this year. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of that. I think it's awesome. It's great to have that sort of LGBTI association with any sport, and I'm glad to see it in Ultimate. I haven't jumped in with any of what they do down there. I think it's more of a recreational league. But if I have the opportunity, I'm sure I'd stop by.
Well, it's good to see gays and lesbians getting out there and partaking in health and fitness.
And Elliot, you experience overwhelming embrace by the Ultimate community. We've talked about it with the other guests that we've had on the show, Elliot, about moments of casual homophobia that have maybe stopped, you know, people in their tracks. And I've got down here in front of me that there was a time that someone, you know, talking to you on the sidelines, said that something was gay, and that frustrated you to hear that.
Yeah, you know, actually, even in my trip, I've still heard some stuff like that. And, you know, it's gone to the point for me that I know, like, there's a difference between saying something's gay and meaning to hurt someone, and saying it just because that's kind of the word that people are familiar with.
Did you feel attacked at all?
No. I think now I kind of understand that people don't mean to attack people when they use that word more often than not. They just do it out of habit, and something like stepping up and just noting to them, you know, that's not really, it's not really appropriate. It doesn't really make them smart, sound particularly intelligent. It really opens people's eyes to realize, because more often than not, people that you know, call something gay or say someone's a fag, don't really mean anything negative to gay people. They just do that because that's kind of the word that them and their friends grew up saying. So if you can just kind of confront them and note the reality of what they're saying and what it might mean to other people, you know, they're quick to backtrack and say, oh, you know, I didn't want to be someone that communicates like that. You know, I really need to adjust and realize what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, Elliot, where does the future in the sport, where's it going for you? And would you ever see Ultimate being, you know, even an Olympic sport?
Yeah, Ultimate is growing rapidly in the United States and the world. I would not be surprised to see it in the Olympics. Not maybe anytime soon, but in the next 20 years, absolutely.
Eventually,
it's already a sport. Yeah, it's already a sport in the World Games.
Oh, the World Games, good. That means eventually it might get to Olympics if it starts at the World Games or something like that. So no, that's promising, and maybe it will be something that they have at future gay games or out games as well.
Yeah, that would be great. As for me, I'm heading back to Seattle, and we'll be picking up my season with the Seattle Rainmakers now that my travel is done. Then later this year in the summer, I'll be heading to Italy to compete at the World Ultimate Championships this August.
Okay. How many countries go to that?
I think something like, I'm actually kind of pulling this number out of the back of my head, but it may be maybe some like 30 or 40.
Well, that's big.
A lot of countries.
Elliot, did you find out whilst you're in Australia earlier this month, did you find out whether Australia have an Ultimate League themselves?
Australia doesn't have a professional league.
Right, okay.
Any one city will have recreational leagues.
Yeah. And that's with the Australian Championships you were part of. Right. How many teams were in that?
The Australian Championship had 16 men's teams and then a little less women's teams.
Okay. Well, and did your team that you were playing with in Melbourne that went to Sydney, how did they go?
We had a great tournament. We didn't finish exactly where we wanted to. Lost only a couple games to the two teams that were in the final.
Yep.
Ended up losing in quarterfinals to the team that went on to be the champion. So, you know, we're happy with our performance, and, you know, it was a great tournament overall.
Great. No. We're glad to have you in the country and glad to have had you on the show.
No, it's been an absolute honour speaking with yourself, Elliot, on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9 this evening. And, yeah, great to see that you're part of the push to grow the sport of Ultimate. I've got down here that you're involved with the team behind Rise Up, and they're an organisation that teaches and coaches the sport of Ultimate. And hopefully, Elliot, your coming out publicly inspires others across sports to do so as well.
I hope so. Yeah, thank you both very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.